Blog Talk Radio.
Those wanting money, those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I say Gucci down to the socks, rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam knocking to Mitsubishi, girls pee-pee when they see me, Navajo creep me in they teepee. As I lay down laws like Allen Coffin. Stop it, if you think you're gonna make a profit. Don't see my ones, don't see my guns, get it? Now tell your friends proper, hit it, then split it in two as I flow with the junior mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in game begin. First I talk about how I dress is this in diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus is the second, just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. That song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan Seaman. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Act Puff that D. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben straight to in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped, see the change up with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Ripping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo?
I got that good love, girl, you're getting low. I got that good love, girl, you're getting low.
Me. We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls. The envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in it. The finest women, I love with the passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that as a good thrashing. High fashion, flying in the all state, sexing me while your man. Isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just rewind. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good love, girl, you're getting low. I got that good love, girl, you're getting low.
What up, world? How y'all doing? It's your boy, Brooklyn Kid, host on the Radio Radio. May 23rd? Yeah, it's May 23rd. Saturday night, 11:04 in the p.m. Hope y'all doing good. Hopefully you had a good week. Hopefully you had a good day. Hopefully y'all be having a great, safe, prosperous weekend. So again, it's your boy, Brooklyn Kid, the underrated radio live from NYC. It is cool out there. Very, very cool. I ain't gonna lie. I never expected it to be this cool. But then again, you know, this is towards like the end of summer. And we are heading towards the end of summer. Not summer, spring. Excuse me. We're heading towards the beginning of summer. My bad. I'm a little confused there. I got a little confused. But I just want to announce something real quick. Just last week, Sunday morning, the boy is officially college graduate of State University of New York at Old Westbury, also known as SUNY Old Westbury to some of y'all. I officially graduated with my Bachelor's of Arts degree in Media and Communications. Yes, yes, thank you, thank you. For those that are congratulating me in their minds, I appreciate that. But I am actually very happy to be finished with school. You don't understand how joyful it feels to walk out of that campus or drive out of that campus, really, knowing that you're finished with that portion of your life or close that chapter of your life in that book. I ain't gonna lie, man. I've been supposed to graduate for, I'm not really gonna say how long, but I've been supposed to graduate for like a while now. But you know what happens when you dilly dally a little bit, slip up a little bit, you know. That kind of prolongs your graduation the time when you're supposed to walk. So, but I'm very happy and I'm thankful that I'm done with that part of my life. I don't know, I had a couple of folks ask me if I'm going back to school to try to obtain my master's degree, but I ain't going to say I ain't going to do it, and I'm not going to say I'm going to do it. I'm going to see what's up. You know, I mean, I don't know if I want to go through another 2 years of schooling. I done did schooling, of course, all my life. I've been going to school since I was probably in kindergarten. I went to went to high school, got my two-year degree, and now I got my, associate's degree, now I got my bachelor's. I don't know if the kid want to go spend more money, put more time and energy in something that, I mean, not saying that school is a bad thing. I think school is wonderful. Well, no, let me take that back. First of all, I don't even like school. And this is coming from somebody that's a college educated. I know it sounds ignorant, but I'm not too fond of school. I went to school so I could be more qualified in the position I hope to obtain in the field that I plan to work in the future. You know, in other words, I want to, you know, be better qualified. If you don't want to be underqualified, because then next thing you know, just people that are overqualified are going to get the job, or, you know, you're going to get the job quicker than you. You feel me? Even if you got all the skills, if you have that piece of paper along with them skills, you set. If you have no paper but just them skills, I mean, they might go to the one that's more educated. You feel me? So this is the reason why I decided to go. Plus, you know, I'm young. I ain't going to sit there and wait till I'm 40. Not knocking anyone that's 40 and, you know, still going to school. I applaud y'all. I salute y'all, but I'm personally one of them dudes that's like, I don't know if I want to, you know, I want to get that part out of the way. You feel me? So that when I do reach 40, hopefully, when I do reach 40, I can enjoy life more. I can, because, you know, they say once you get older, you know, you kind of have more responsibilities, i.e. kids, you know, then you got bills to pay. Some of y'all have mortgages that y'all got to pay. You feel me? So I just want to get that part of my life out of the way, you know, schooling. I want to knock everything out, knock all the schooling out, so that when I do get older, I have time to do more things. I have time to enjoy life, you know. I have time to things that I want to do. So it's always good, especially for young people, to go to school. You feel me? Learn something. Nothing wrong with learning. I love to learn. You know, I ain't going to lie, you know, a little bored at times, but ain't it? Nothing wrong with learning. I love knowledge. I love learning something new. Even though I may not need it for that particular time in my life, I may need it in the future, right? Like, for instance, there's a class that I took, History of Slave Narratives. Now, I ain't going to lie. I didn't really like the class too much. Teacher's cool, because I know him prior to taking class with him. But his teaching method wasn't really compatible with how I learn things, you feel me? Or how I take in information. I just really wasn't rocking with it. I don't know. So of course me, I'm kinda ignorant in the sense of like, well, I ain't even gonna listen, you feel me? I'm just gonna sit here and this don't really apply to me, even though it really does in one sense, because first of all, I'm black. You feel me? This is sort of like my history. So it would be stupid enough for me to say this don't really apply to me, you know? But also, when you're coming up in the industry like I'm in or hoping to be in professionally in at the moment or at the present time, I should say, excuse me, you kind of have to incorporate, you kind of have to learn things. You have to have a knowledge to certain things in order to carry on a conversation with people. Like, for instance, let's say right now, even though we all know I don't have a number on this show, right? If we're talking, if somebody call in and we're talking about, I don't know, maybe, how should I say, like slavery? Guess what? Even though the thing that I might have learned prior to taking that class about slavery and stuff, I might be telling them things that I learned prior to taking History of Slave Narratives. I can also incorporate what I learned or what I read into that conversation as well. You feel me? So I don't have to sit there and there's nothing wrong with sitting and learning from other people. It's great to learn from people, again, and knowledge is power. Knowledge is a very good thing. It's very good to have knowledge. But at the same time, you want to carry on the conversation. You want to contribute, you know, your thoughts. And, you know, of course, you're going to back it up with facts. You know, you ain't going to just talk out the wazoo. You want to incorporate that. You know, you want to carry on the conversation. Discussion on something that's very, very broad. You feel me? Because slavery, what is it? African slavery, or I should say black slavery, but African slavery, if you want to put it, is very broad. So you can't be closed-minded about it. You have to be very open-minded. And that's what, you know, my teacher taught me. You know what I mean? You got to kind of have to be open-minded. Even though this is history, you got to be open-minded. And, of course, I wanted to graduate, you feel me? I want to graduate, so I had to bust my hump, you feel me? I had to burn the midnight oil and knock that paper out, you feel me? Do that reading. Them slave narratives was long. Told myself, I was reading this one narrative called My Southern Home. I said, I ain't reading that no more. I ain't reading no more of this. It's too long, for real. But, again, knowledge is a great thing, man. It's great, man. It's good to learn something new. You know, there's this term that says every day is a school day, and the course is pretty self-explanatory. You know, every day you learn something new. You know, every day you learn something new, you know, and it's something that we should not take for granted, you know, because, I mean, how many people really get certain knowledge, you know, that is imputed in them. Now, I'm not saying that you got to believe everything. Nah, I'm not saying that. Not saying you got to do every time somebody gives you knowledge, you don't have to, you know, do it and stuff. You know, you don't have to just say, okay, you know, boom, just run with it. No, you know what I mean? Not everything's for everyone. Some things that people tell you may not really apply to you. It may never apply to you. Sometimes it's something for you to just think about and to kind of open your mind and just say, okay, that's interesting. Maybe, you know, you kind of go ahead on the computer and do your research, you feel me, and just say, yo, this is not interesting. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it may apply to other people. You may talk to your homies or you may talk to your family members and stuff, and they might bring up the subject that somebody was telling you about earlier. And you might tell that person, oh man, you know, I was just talking to somebody about that the other day. And again, intellectual discourse, intellectual conversations, y'all have that. You feel me? And I like having conversations with people. I love exchanging ideas with people. I love doing that. You feel me? Because it's great. It's great to know that. And again, you don't have to agree with everybody. You don't have to run. You don't have to, you know, whatever somebody tells you, you don't have to go and run with it. You don't have to do that. Sometimes you have to, you know, sometimes it may not apply to you. It just may not. But at the same time, you know, it's always good to have a conversation with people. It's always good to, you know, discuss things on, you know, on an intellectual basis with other individuals. And not to say that you have to be college educated to have discussions with people. You feel me? As long as both of y'all know what y'all talking about. You feel me? As long as y'all have experience in talking about what you know. You feel me? There's nothing wrong with having that, you know, the intellectual, you know, convo. It's nice. I like to have conversations with people, as I said before, especially with older people. You feel me? People older than me, because I tend to learn from people more than when they're older. That is older. You know, because they live longer. You know what I mean? They live longer than me, of course. They've been out there in certain situations more than I have, I would assume. So, actually, for the most part, yeah. Not being trying to be a smart ass, but yeah, for the most part, they've been around situations that I've never stepped foot in. So, I always like to listen to them, but I also like to exchange ideas. Ask questions. You know, why is it like this or why is it like that? Give my opinion. Because I got opinions on stuff. Certain things people say, certain things people do, I don't really agree with it like that. So I'm like, it don't really make sense to me. But I'm respectful about it. I don't really knock them, you know. I try not to knock an individual for what they do that I don't really agree with. Because, again, you don't know the sole purpose as to why they do what they do. Again, I always say, so you don't have to, you know, you can be empathetic, but you ain't gotta agree. Empathetic is like you're being understanding. You understand, but you ain't gotta agree with it. Understanding and agreeing are two different things. You know, that they have their own entity. So I always say, man, it's always good to hear both sides and to have an open mind and to say, okay, I feel you. I understand what you're saying. I understand it because of X, Y, and Z. I understand it because of life, this, that, and the third. You know, you just understand it. And sometimes people get that misconstrued, like, oh, okay, he understands me, so he agrees. I understand because I hear what you're saying. I know what it's like. I mean, I know fully. But I can put myself in your shoes for a little bit and see that, you know, this is the reason why you're going through what you're going through. You feel me? Right? You can just, you could understand it. But at the same time, I give my opinion and I say, hey, I don't agree because of, that's just my opinion. And even when people come to me for advice sometimes, I'm not no Dr. Phil. I try to tell people, look, I ain't no Dr. Phil. I'm not no psychologist. I'm no psychiatrist. I've never been in this situation. I'll give you my thoughts, but you don't have to take it. Again, don't have to run with my opinion. Nope. I'll give you my opinion, and if that's what you want, if you agree, cool. If you don't, cool. Either way, I mean, that's just my opinion, you know? But I'm going to go ahead and go on a little break because I've been yapping for some time. So I'll be back and, you know, at the conclusion of our show. All right, so stay tuned.
She a bad man, but gonna the only man she want. The only man she want, yeah. She no care if she an impact or if him drive the far at the top line. She a the only man she want. The only man she want, yeah. Our man says she very special, yeah. Very special. My girl a dry line and all line. So I'm up on the front line and all night. If we buy her the world in the start, the house and the car. Still she won't give me the thing in the restroom and the bar. Hey, she willing for one by the pool. Willing to give me anywhere by the door. All when you must search a bar for one, I pop down a heavy ring to one. Him go sarang call a war. Same friends said the relationship poor. As him talk and turn him back, she a link up over both more. Him tell her to stop, say him a go chop, say him a go shoot, say him a go shot pop down. And the only man she want, the only man she want, yeah. Tell her she cheap, say him a go cheap, say she a go weep, say him a go beat. But me a the only man she want. Love off the flat up here, youth. Cut off hook jeans, me no have to wear suit. Our man is wealthy, me no have to use loot. And enough time she tell me, me no have to use. That girl is fighting me like American truth. She have me real bad charges, she have me loot. No care if him left her with cut up and bruise. A puppy and the man where she choose. Him tell her to stop, say him a go chop. Say him a go shoot, say him a go shot. Bob Brown are the only man she want. The only man she want, yeah. Tell her she cheat, say him a go cheat. Say she a go weep, say him a go be. But me a the only man she want. The only man she want, yeah. Say she stop, say him a go chop. Say him a go shoot, say him a go shot. Bob Brown a the only man she want. The only man she want, yeah. Say she cheap, say him a go cheap. Say she a go weep, say him a go be. But me a the only man she want. The only man she want, yeah. Our man says she very special, yeah. Dry line and all line. So I'm up on the front line all night. If we buy all the world in a start, the house and the car. Still she won't give me the thing in the restroom at the bar. Hey, she willing for one pon the pole. Willing to give me anywhere pon the toll. All when you must search a bar for one, a pop down a heavy ringtone. Him go sarang call a war. Same friends said the relationship poor. As him talk and turn him back, she a link up over both more. Him tell her to stop, say him a go chop. Say him a go shoot, say him a go shot. Bob Brown are the only man she want. The only man she want, yeah. Tell her she cheap, say him a go cheap. Say she a go weep, say him a go beat. But me a the only man she want. The only man she want, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm back. Yo, I'd seen this picture of K. Michelle on Facebook. Yo, shout out to K. Michelle. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know if that's a real body. You know, she got a nice, curvaceous body. I don't know, for real. But everybody always says that, well, I ain't gonna say everybody because I don't know. But I've heard through the grapevine that she got some work done on her body. And you know, if you know me well, I like my women natural. Natural hair, natural body, not too much makeup. You feel me? If anything, I like a chick that's naturally pretty in the face. But that's too much to ask. Seeing that nowadays, that's too much to ask. You tell a chick that, she tells you picky, which I really don't understand. But, I mean, again, never mind. But anyway, I just want to say shout out to K Michelle. I mean, if she's listening to this, which highly doubt she will, but if she's listening to this, just by chance, she decides to hop on to the underrated radio. You know, shout outs to you, K Michelle. I'm glad to know that you're not on Love and Hip Hop being ratchet as usual, like you used to. You feel me? Good thing that you're growing. Hopefully, you can find you a man that, you know, will love you. You know, and instead of going on the Breakfast Club and complaining why you can't find you a decent man, and you know, last time you was on the Breakfast Club, you was talking about Idris Elba and things of that nature. I think you should come over to the Brooklyn Kid. You feel me? Like, for real. But then again, you got a son, so I don't know. I'm not trying to wife you, but I'll deal with you for a few months, maybe to a year. But after that, that's it. I'm done. You ain't too true. You got a son. Go back to the baby daddy. Nah, then again, I heard he was beating on you. But then again, and I don't know. Man, we don't know nothing about these artists these days. These B-C-list celebrities. You feel me? We don't know what's going on behind closed doors. But again, shout out to K Michelle, man. She got it going on in the looks department. I ain't gonna lie. You feel me? She got it going on. I never listen to her music, though, because her music, you know, I don't know. It just don't really do much for me. You feel me? I don't know. It just don't really listen to it. A lot of us, I heard it's like about men causing her pain and stuff. That's how I know women love there's some drama. Women love there's some drama. But again, I'm going to shut my mouth on that and not go any further on that topic. But I'm going to conclude on this show. I am going to actually wrap it up, I should really say. But I want to thank y'all for joining the kid. I really appreciate that. Remember to like that. What is it again? Like that like page. Yeah, make sure y'all go ahead and like it. Be updating y'all on whatever's going on with Underrated Radio, Underrated Records, artists, and everything. Excuse me. So make sure y'all go ahead and do that. What else is going on that I should let y'all know about it? I don't know too much about the Brooklyn Kid and Kanye show. Definitely get back to y'all on that, hopefully by this week. So that's why I say make sure y'all go ahead and like it. Like that like page so y'all know what's going down with us and what we're going to bring back. When we're going to bring back the show, again, we have a lot of things that we want to do. You feel me? A lot of things we want to incorporate. Something brand new. Nothing like last year. I mean, a little bit like last year. I ain't going to lie. You feel me? But it's something new, something different to the forefront. All right? Well, I got about 60 seconds left. So I'm just going to wrap it up. I want to thank y'all again for tuning in. Hopefully you have a good night, good weekend, blessed and safe Memorial Day. Don't eat too much. Don't get into no car accident. Don't drink too much. I should really say that, you know, we live in a country where people love to consume alcohol. It's not wrong. I mean, I ain't going to say nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying be safe. All right, be safe. You feel me? And y'all take care. All right? Peace.